Kenya declares war on late-night bars, pubs, and shisha. No more late-night fun for Kenya visitors. Speaking at a public event, Kenya's Interior Cabinet Secretary Kithure Kindiki announced that the government is enacting new strict guidelines and penalties for bars, pubs, and other alcoholic outlets that exceed their regular operating hours, in an attempt to address and curb alcohol abuse. Kindiki emphasized that any breach of these guidelines will result in fines or imprisonment as per the legal provisions. Operating hours for bars and alcohol establishments must adhere to the specified guidelines outlined in Section 34 of the Alcoholic Drinks Control Act, stated Kindiki. Failure to comply will result in legal consequences, such as fines or imprisonment. The premises will be subject to seizure of all beverages and equipment, and the liquor license will be revoked. In Kenya, bars are allowed to operate between 5 p.m. and 11 p.m. on weekdays and from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. on weekends according to regulations, although previous instances of non-compliance had not led to severe consequences. New legislation is a crucial component of the Kenyan government's recent endeavor, spearheaded by Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua, that aims to eradicate illicit alcohol, narcotics, and substance misuse within the nation. Illicit alcohol, drugs, and substance abuse were emphasized by Kindiki for their widespread occurrence among different age groups, underscoring their gravity as a social concern and a substantial menace to the nation's overall welfare and long-term viability. Interior Cabinet Secretary also stated that they have a direct and adverse effect on the growth and progress of the economy, causing harm to individuals' lives, disrupting families, enabling criminal activities, and contributing to the spread of diseases like HIV/AIDS. In fact, they pose a significant threat to both public health and security. Moving forward, alcohol producers will have an obligation to incorporate trackable details, alongside the specifics about the origin and constituents of their beverages. According to Kindiki, it is now mandatory for all alcohol producers to establish and record all traders involved in their distribution network. Additionally, they must implement procedures to ensure complete traceability of alcoholic products from the factory to the end consumer. Kindiki believes that this action will aid in the identification of manufacturers who are non-compliant with the law. Meanwhile, Kenyan authorities have also prohibited the importation, manufacture, sale, and use of shisha, the tobacco used in hookahs and water pipes, in the country. Kithure Kindiki declared on Wednesday that advertising, promoting, or distributing shisha is outlawed in the country and emphasized that establishments caught selling it will be subject to immediate closure. In the meantime, the government of Kenya has also implemented a ban on the importation, production, trading, and utilization of shisha, the type of tobacco employed in hookahs and water pipes. Kithure Kindiki officially announced that any form of advertising, promotion, or distribution of shisha is now prohibited nationwide, and underscored that establishments found selling it will face prompt closure.